The oncologist came back from a Hawaiian vacation on Saturday with her doctor husband and began to see patients on Monday in a cancer center. She treated patients with a series of doctors, a medical resident, and staff members. She was tested for the virus and was declared infected Tuesday, and almost everyone is now in isolation. Roswell Park President and CEO Candace Johnson says that's why the cancer center is so careful about monitoring its staff and where they've traveled to. Johnson says patients have to be protected.
We get patients that have very infectious diseases all the time. We can have a cancer patient that has active tuberculosis, much more infectious, much more. So we have to be able to have the procedures in place to isolate those patients so that we keep everyone safe, whether it's the healthcare workers, the physicians, the families.
Johnson says staff members are tested constantly because of the risks to the patients of a staffer who has a disease like the flu, because it's such a threat to someone with cancer. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.